Blog Talk Radio. that was Birdie Nom Nom. It's a little song called Ab Besses. I think that was a winner at the 2002 DMC World Finals, which is an online and live DJ competition. Very famous. Lots of great artists have performed there. Lots of great DJs, of course, like Mixmaster Mike, DJ Qbert, among any others. I know there's a long, long list of great DJs there. And, of course, you guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and no, Lynn Alexander, the retired strippers are not here, although they are expected to arrive at any minute. So, while we're waiting on the retired strippers and their cocaine habits to show up, we're going to go ahead and keep things rolling here. Great stuff on the show tonight, actually. We got a special guest appearance from Bill Cosby. Illegal drugs. We also have Moog, Marmalade, Linkus, The End of the World, The Clash, Beastie Boys. It's all here. Draconian Vampire Tunnel, late night radio, brought to you by the Literary Underground. Phone number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. I always get it confused. I always put 808 on the area code. I don't know why. But number to call in, of course. Lines are wide open. I see you, Lynn Alexander. I see you hiding. We're going to keep things rolling here. We're actually going to go into a little song from a group called Blue and Red and Green. You guys can check them out at blueandredandgreen.com, redgreenandblue.com, or even redblueandgreen.com. Could be one of the two. Yeah, we're going to keep that going. This is a little song called Illegal Drugs. And you know what? We'll be right back.
I don't know where you get these people from. Sometimes I think it's drugs. It's got to be drugs, because people on Pure Air don't worry about things like that. You know, the drugs, I think drugs make people, you know, they get like... I've seen them. You know, they take a... You know, and they have to hold it in, see? See, that's the problem with smoking. You have to look. Now, your body doesn't want it, so it starts to kick it out whether you want to hold it or not, so you begin to... about drugs is that while you're doing that, the person sitting next to you is going, "Hey, man, pass that over."
Retired stripper, do the lot of cocaine. Retired stripper, do the lot of cocaine.
All right, that was Red, Blue, and Green with a little song called Illegal Drugs. You guys can go to redbluegreen.com. Check out some great videos and stuff like that. That video itself is really, really crazy. It starts off and a man in a blue suit standing in front of a grocery store, and he just starts spazzing all of a sudden. And you know what? I am one that is so inclined to believe that he made those noises from listening to Red Fez Radio. It's a possibility. I'm not sure. We can ask Tim Murray whenever he gets around. No, Lynn Alexander, I do not have a guest tonight. But you know what? I do have free Metro lingerie to hand out for the first three callers. So feel free to call in, of course. Number is 805-856-2808. We're going to keep things going here. A song called Moog Marmalade. Really great stuff. This is from a band, from an act called Galactic. I can't say enough about this track. When I originally downloaded it, it was taking a little longer than expected. And as soon as I pulled it up onto the iTunes, I realized why. It was a 43-minute song. I'm not going to play 43 minutes of this song for you because it will drive you crazy more than likely. But I am going to play 9 minutes and 35 seconds of it, possibly. Maybe even less than that. I'm not sure. When you keep things going, Draconia Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we'll be right back.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music. God, it's all toilet sounds. Where did you record this?
I bought it at the mall.
Let me tell you, Bobby, there's nothing okay about these sounds.
Thank you.
See, I told you I might play less than 9 minutes of that track. That was Galactic with Moog Marmalade, a band out of New Orleans, actually. I'm finding a lot of great music coming out of that area. Speaking of which, January 25th, 31st, Nuamba Flamingo invades New Orleans. You guys need to be there for that. If you're not going to be there for that, you are going to miss a hurricane, an alien invasion, and a tsunami all rolled up into one. So that's the way that works. Keep things going here. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Of course, the number to call in, 805-856-2808. Lynn Alexander, since you're up already, why don't you just go ahead and call in? Yeah, I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out. Welcome to the show, Valton. I see you there. And, of course, guest 12879. Guys, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Keep this going here. This is a little track from DJ called AIM. This is a little track called Linktus. Very, very cool track. I love this stuff. So I think you guys will enjoy it. Hopefully you will. If not, send all the hate mail to Tim Murray at redfezradio.blogspot.com. I'm not sure if that's a real URL. That being said, we'll be right back.
Thank you. Aim with Linkus. Really, really great track there. I love the horn in that. Yeah, man, I've really gotten into acid jazz. I will go ahead and tell everybody, more than likely, I may run out of audio. So if I get cut off, the show will continue. I'll just play all the tracks and we'll just keep it going until the end of the show, of course. But if that does happen, I do apologize in advance. We're going to go ahead and keep this going. That way we don't run out of time and everything. We're going to go with The Clash, Straight to Hell. Really love this track. Of course, you guys might recognize it. For the younger generation out there, you might actually recognize this song as being MIA's Paper Planes. That she actually sampled from this song, which is The Clash. Straight to Hell, Draconia Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back.
Okay, so here's the earth. Chilling. Damn, that is a sweet earth, you might say.
Brown!
Alright, ruling out the ice caps melting, meteors becoming crashed into us, the ozone layer leaving, and the sun exploding, we're definitely going to blow ourselves up. Okay, so basically, we've got China, France, India, Israel, Pakistan, Russia, the UK, and us with nukes. We've got about 2,600 more than anybody else. Whatever. Anyway, one day we decide those Chinese sons of a bitches are going down. So we launched a nuke at China. While it's on its way, China's like, shit, who the fuck is shooting us? Oh well, fire missiles. Then France is like, shit, guys, we got the missiles, they are coming, fire our shit. But then they're tired. Well, have a nap. Then fire the missiles! Meanwhile, Australia is down there like, WCF, mate. India, Israel, and Pakistan launched their shit, so now we've got missiles flying everywhere, passing each other. Russia's like, ah, motherland! Then England's like, about that time, eh, chaps? Righto. So now the US is like, fuck, we're dumbasses. Canada's like, what's going on, eh? Australia's still like, WTF. Mars is laughing at us, and some huge meteor's like, well, fuck that. So, now we've got nuclear winter. Everyone's dead except Australia. And they're still like, WTF. But they'll be dead soon. Fucking kangaroos. But, assuming we don't blow ourselves up, us Californians just have to worry about California breaking off from the United States to go hang with Hawaii. Alaska can come too. The end!
Coca-Cola, it's right.
This is the Literary Underground news feed for December 27th and 28th, brought to you by WhoreMongerPoet.com. We help our readers embrace Mexican or neo-gendered elitist radicals. Today's topic, of course, being Citizens for Decent Literature. You guys can actually find that online. Of course, I'll be posting a link for that in the chat room. Of course, Lynn Alexander, I do have her on the line, so she'll probably let us in on a little bit of that as well. But you guys can actually submit to Citizens for Decent Literature. That is a subsidiary of the Literary Underground, of course, run by Michelle McDaniels. Please feel free to send any prose or poetry as long as it's good. That's basically it. It's like the easiest submission guideline ever, I have to say, right? Come on, everything's easy for you guys. We're going to go ahead and bring in our first caller here, which I believe is Miss Lynn Alexander of the Literary Underground. We'll go ahead and bring her in. I know that it's really late there, so I appreciate you hanging out with us, Lynn, and staying up for the show.
Hi. This time I actually made it. It's actually 1:40 on the East Coast, so
nice.
Being a work night, it's a little bit difficult for some of us on the East Coast, but I'm awake and I'm doing my best. So
okay.
Yeah, and I'm. I'm glad that you mentioned Citizens for Decent Literature, because as you know, Michelle has actually she's preparing to unroll the first issue, I believe, next week. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what she's got going over there. And yeah, it's really, really super easy guidelines. I mean, some people are a little bit turned off with the submissions manager, but it's really just a login and you're in there. I mean, it's not intimidating, mm-hmm. it's not complicated, and it makes it a whole lot easier for people like Michelle who really have a lot on their plates, you know. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it should be very cool. So,
definitely.
Yeah, you're playing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I was just going to say that the submission manager actually is a really easy tool, like you were saying. It cuts out all that BS of having to upload your Word documents and your rich text files and all that other stuff. It makes it very, very easy for you. So I agree. It's great stuff that you brought up there. But, I don't know. I'm going to keep this going. Yeah, I'm assuming that you are a fan of The Clash, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Of course. Goes without saying. And yeah, and you're playing good stuff as always. You know, I'm glad I stayed up. It's worth it. So what are you going to play next? What are you doing? Mostly tracks tonight?
Yeah, I got two more tracks, actually, left to play for the rest of the show. Now, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, is actually going to be the Beastie Boys. Now, this is a song called Off the Grid. Off of their very first all-instrumental album called The Mix-Up that was actually followed up of the 2004's album The Five Boroughs. Now, of course, as I mentioned, it's completely instrumental, so don't expect to hear Ad Rock or any of those cats, rapping, of course, but it is a very nice track, very, very nice track. It's a choice. I try to bring you guys the best, you know what I mean? I try to do that, so.
No, you do. I think it actually highlights, I mean, I think a lot of people don't necessarily realize the musical talent behind the Beasties. You know, I think it highlights that. So, yeah.
And
cool.
They are. They are very talented, especially, and they are very versatile. So I dig it. I dig it a lot. You're going to hang out with us for a minute, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great, great. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play this track. This is Beastie Boys, Off the Grid. You guys listen to The Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Closed for Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back.
Beastie Boys, Off the Grid, album called The Mix Up. Please, please go out there and get that. You can find that on Amazon, I think, for like $9. I don't know, do people actually pay for music anymore? I can't say that I do. I'm not going to say anything else. Anyway, we're going to keep this going. We got Lynn Alexander on the line out. In the chat room, I did put Lynn on the spot, and I said, go ahead and get something ready to read. So, Lynn, you're on the spot, and I'm bringing you in right now, so I hope you got something to read. And I won't censor you, I promise.
I know, we have this theme of censorship going. I wasn't expecting to, and not to keep crabbing about the time out here, but just so you know, it's almost 2, so you have to have low expectations. This is actually from Durable Goods, and so that's what I happen to have in front of me. Just here I go. Tonight we are with the fire, finite. The atmosphere is skewed, and here we flicker to extinguish. We are shifting. We are rendered as the shadows. We settle in the grid, searching for cement and cells, coagulated, a clot of industry once that held our habits. Acute the new communing of biologies, we've returned to dirt, shared the nuance ebbs of scratching. The fingers crave their patterns, words spread smooth, nostalgic alphabets. But now we make sounds around her gravel. In the scraping of abatement, the rubble is our lust. We have no need to speak of our disease. We are as ticking, ruined rust, and the corrosion our machinery. Gears gone blunt, we are now as numb to the humming. Where should I be? Geography escapes me. Rootless rivers, bloated oceans, pumping trees to phantom greens. The hemisphere descending, there is this nourishing of nothing. Where should I be? In 10 dead steps, I am surrounded by the barren. In 10 dead steps, I have all but left the atlas. We are allergy. In the end, we are as algae. We collect as sludge. We cover rocks. We are the thick of the drying pool. Thank you, Frankie. I hope we didn't lose you to the Skype monster. I think Frankie maybe had some trouble with his Skype, but we're going to try to fix that. That's awkward. I think what he's planning to do is put on another audio track, and that would be pretty cool, because if he does that, I'm going to go to bed. So, good night.
Das hier ist mein Sektor. Das hier ist das wichtigste Gerät des Küstenwächters.
Das Gerät, das
Überlebensradar.
Hello? This is the German Coast Guard.
We're sinking.
What are you thinking about?
billions of dollars pouring into the hands of the American worker. Now, in the mind of the average worker, live two separate personalities. One, the thrifty.
Wait a bit, laddie. You're going to save a bit of that, aren't you?
Oftentimes, idle money burns a hole in your pocket, which brings out the other personality, the spendthrift.
Hi, big shot. Come on with me. I'll show you how to spend your dough. I got a couple of good dates.
But, laddie, I've got some better dates.
Important ones, too. When every American should pay his or her income tax gladly and proudly. This year, thanks to Hitler and Hirohito, taxes are higher than ever before. Will you have enough money on hand to meet your payments when they fall due?
We'll take care of that later. Forget it.
But you don't want to forget our fighting men, do you?
Yes, sir.
Then you'll have to start saving right away to meet your tax payments.
Listen, chum. Spend it. It's your dough.
Yeah, it's my dough.
Aye, laddie. It's your dough. But it's your war, too. You must save for victory.
What's money for? Spend it. Shoot the works.
Nay, you must save it. Spend. Save.
Spend. Well, now what are you going to do? Spend for the Axis? Or save for taxes? Just remember, every dollar you spend for something you don't need is a dollar spent to help the Axis. That's right. And every dollar you sock away for taxes is another dollar to sock the Axis. For it is your taxes, my taxes, our taxes that run the factories. American factories, working day and night. Making guns, machine guns, anti-tank guns, long-range guns, guns, all kinds of guns. To blast the aggressors from the seas. Taxes for American factories. Working full blast, making planes. Bombers, dive bombers. Flying fortresses, interceptors. Stalk the birds of prey that fly by night. Freedom of speech, of worship, freedom from want and fear. Taxes will keep democracy on the march.